can start.
We can start.
Okay. That's a great thing. I think you're teaching this thing, right? Okay, Tefillah Nedarim. Now, I have to preface this by saying that let's just jump into it. Okay, so Gemara Chaf Aleph. Gemara Chaf Aleph says several things. Amongst them, right around the wide lines, Gemara says that Safek, Hipal Safek Lo Hipalo, Eino Chozen Hipalo, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ulubayish Hipalo, Adam Kol Yom Kol. Okay. And I apologize for where the marathon started, and I have no idea what that was, but anyhow. But be that as it may, somebody saw this through the various Rishonim, the quote I'm sure you saw in the Mar, so that Safek with the Rangitam, Eino Chozen Hipalo, according to Rabbi Lazar, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, say Albayis Hipalo, Adam Kol Yom Kol. And many different interpretations of Rishonim, what the parameters of this debate discussion is. Okay. We hold like this, that, and the other. What are they talking about? But I'm arguing with Amshmon. Okay, I only do it. This guy should follow. Okay, person's davening, and they remember that they already davened. Post it. But feel the emes abrach. Right, so you just stop. That's it. Ini ba'amar Rav Nachman ki avina bei Rav bar Avua ba'minei hani b'nei bei Rav v'tal umadkere d'chol b'shabbat mal shigmru. Okay, why are these people, you know, these sheep guys that go and they forget that it's they make a mistake and they start saying Shemoneh Esrei of Chol on Shabbos. Should you finish or not? I'm like, go and call it that brach. You finish that brach. So why is that the first case we said that you stop in the middle of the brach and here you finish the brach at least? So say it's different. Hatam. When we're talking about that he's already davened, he has no chiyuv at all, not even a theoretical one. He already davened. But in the case of Shabbos and Chol, so in principle, there is the concept, right, in theory, that you should say Shemoneh Esrei, the full Shemoneh Esrei, you should say Barkasha even on Shabbos. But we shouldn't quote Shabbos, we don't actually go ahead and say these. But in theory, it's applicable, so therefore, since you have this theoretical theory, you don't, in fact, you do, but if already in the middle of bracha, you finish that bracha. If it's not ki'ilu. Yeah.
Wait, so
we're about to do the last
is saying that it's really a Rabbanan decree, like you shouldn't do the same thing. What's that?
Well, it's saying that, well, the chiyuv to say Shemoneh Esrei is Rabbanan. Right. So saying, Chachamim weren't mechayev us to lemaisa say Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos because of Kvod Shabbos.
But since you could technically.
But since in principle, you know, theoretically, it makes sense too, right? And it's not that it's not applicable. It's not like Rufainim doesn't make sense, you know, Slachma, it makes sense, just that, as opposed to, we already davened, so you already said this, right? So there's no point at all. Rebbe Rabbi Yehoshua, Hipal v'nichlas beit ha-knesset, matzah tzibur shepalu, im yachol ha-chadash badabar, yachzer v'palu. This is one of the key lines also, everything hinges on how you understand this, right? Rebbe Rabbi Yehoshua, Hipal v'nichlas beit ha-knesset, matzah tzibur shepalu. Okay, so you thought you wouldn't have a chance to get the show. And, or, another case that comes, this happens, certainly, you know, something that I've seen happen. You're, you know, you have to leave at a certain time. Everyone has to leave at a certain time to get to work, whatever. You go to the show, you're planning on diving to work, but only 7 people are there, right? And, you know, and you wait a reasonable amount of time. Doesn't seem like anyone's coming. So you say Shemoneh Esrei. And then, lo and behold.
Yeah, the cabinets are by cats on the table.
Really?
Yeah.
You see that, right? Or, Or you think that you were going to catch fire with this person, you wouldn't be able to go to shul, so you dive in at home. Then it turns out that you're taking the bus and you find yourself right there by shul. You want to, you know, do dive again. So the Gemara says, Im yachol chadesh badavar yachzor yipalo. B'mav al yachzor yipalo. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says, it depends if you can be machadesh badavar. Okay? Without being machadesh badavar, you don't dive in again. Okay? Utsricha, you need to be told both things. Yes, we were told the first one by where the person had already daven, hanimile, yachid, yachid. Both cases are yachid. But tibur, tibur. There's no chiddush from yachid, tibur. Hava yachid, gabi, tibur. Kamayit lo tzali, nami. We might say that, I daven over here, but I didn't daven with tibur, right? So I have a chiyuv of tibur with tibur, which is a question. Moshe the Jew says the chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur. Moshe chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur. If you look at his proofs, they don't seem to be terribly compelling. Yeah.
Says there is or is not.
Says that there is a chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur. A chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur. There's no question. No one's going to argue that it's a good thing. That, you know, that's not a good thing. It's certainly a good thing. It's certainly preferable. That. The question is, technically, is it Moshe chiyuv, right? So he quotes various sources, none of which seem to be saying much in the narrow sense that's a chiyuv. But okay, be that as it may, what the Gemara is certainly saying is to the degree that there is a, let's call it a chiyuv for simplicity's sake, okay? But that chiyuv, so I have a habit to say, well, I didn't fulfill that chiyuv, right? So the Gemara says, Kamash Malan. What is Kamash Malan?
You don't do it unless you
have. Meaning that what? So what does this tell you about tefillah b'tzibur?
You don't have to.
So either tells you that what?
If you're in that.
All right, but that's what it said. What does it mean? No, you're right. But what's the implication? So there are different ways you can say it, but I think the simplest way is that as opposed to the Havamina that says that there's a chiyuv of tefillah, there's a chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur. Again, whether we take chiyuv, you know, we say chiyuv or not, but let's say chiyuv. So there's a chiyuv to da, there's a chiyuv to tefillah b'tzibur. So I fulfilled my first chiyuv, I didn't fulfill the second one, so I have chiyuv tefillah b'tzibur. But the Maskana says, no, the tefillah b'tzibur is the optimal way in work on a chiyuv. If I have an option, that I have a chiyuv to do it that way. Right? But how I daven, it's not a separate chiyuv. So if I have a chiyuv to daven, right, so the way to do it is b'tzibur. But if I don't have a chiyuv to daven,
So this
makes
you, this really allows the
chiyuv down in 1,000%, right. Either it's telling me that there isn't a chiyuv, right? It's just, you know, it's just a you know, a chiyuv sort. But even if it is a chiyuv, that chiyuv is a detail in how I should daven, it's not a separate chiyuv, right? Okay. A question that we have to ask about a lot of things we have different components, right? How they fit together. We saw a little bit in terms of like, you know, Birchot Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, different parts of Kriyat Shema, Kriyat Shema, Yerman, Kriyat Shema, the right, and the whole Machlok of Rashi and Tulsa. That's an aspect of it and what the relationship is. Okay, we say, so that's what the Gemara says. Okay, B'yash Menir Hacha, Mishun Vol Atchil Ba. Here you didn't begin to say, okay, so you don't begin. I'm a hot, I'm the Atchil Ba Yari, the Nil Shema, I say, I'm a love. So, Tzriyacha. Okay, fine. That's the basic Gemara. So then we have Kodesh. Then we have and I know you people spend a lot of time on these sources called Kavod. And the riff, question is what the riff says. The question is what the riff says. And I have to say, get the introduction now, not that we know the introduction. I have to say that I'm forced to say something that I say this happily or with something I'm eager to say, or that I often say, very rarely, but I have to say that Lania Daiti, in understatement, I can't agree with the Rambam. tend to, you know, to, but I guess that the Ramban has a certain approach to the Rif, and we'll see why he says what he does, and I understand, and it's a certain thing, I understand where he's coming from, but I think that if we look at, and I don't know if the Ramban had all the information, it's entirely possible that he did not. When you look at all of the information, I'm not convinced that what Ramban says about the Rif is what the Rif is really saying. Okay, we're going to see the evidence from Cyprus, you know, and we'll decide for ourselves. But we have to see, you know, famous statement about Socrates and Plato and that topic. Anyhow, the point is that. Okay, for another time. The point is that you got to call it like you see it. That's what's wrong. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rif. Let's take a look at the Rif and see what he says. And we're going to take a look. Okay. Let me just start with what does the Ramban say? And you'll understand, and I'm sure you already understand, why it is that I want to do the Sugya next after the last Sugya. And that is because the Ramban, basically the Ramban's basic approach to the Rif is to distinguish between two categories, between Tfilah Ben Tzibur and Tfilah Tat Tzibur. Okay? And this is why when we discussed the Ramban said that there's no question that there is such an idea, no question that we find Rishon will say this. Ramban clearly says it.
But he says it on the interpretation of the Rif.
He says it on the interpretation of the Rif, correct. Correct. So now, let's take a look and see. Now, let's read the Rif, keeping in mind the Ramban. You've already seen the Balmor and the Ramban, and go through everything, every last thing inside. I think we can go through what we need to. Let's start by taking a look at the Rif. Okay, we'll step by step. So he quotes the Gemara Chav Aleph, okay. Starts by saying in the middle of Yud Bet Amud Bet, he says that Sabbath Sagi calls a Loi Palel Eino Choser Palel Rabbi Yochanan Avayish Palel Mkol Yom Kulo. We're in the white lines now. But let's look at the Pishmol that my Kriyash Mash Rabbanan. The kind of Pishmol that I talk. The Hilda Tak Rabbi Yochanan Avayish Palel Mkol Yom Kulo. Umefarshe Rabbanan. Now This is a big. Those two words are crucial. You can tell me why those two words are crucial.
Mefarshe Rabbanan?
Big. Why are Mefarshe Rabbanan? Why is that so important?
That's not unfortunately mine?
That's true.
Well, who's Rabbanan?
Oh.
The only?
Who is Rabbanan? When the Rif says Mefarshe Rabbanan, similar phrases, who is he? Says in a minimalistic way. Who is he almost always quoting? When the Rif says Mefarshe Rabbanan, who is he almost always, not always referring to?
No.
Not necessarily.
Well, what's that then? Harash? No.
I don't think you're going to find the answer on the page. So I think in my experience with the Rif, Umefarshe Rabbanan, it's going to be Rabbanan.
He's an early
Rishon?
Yeah.
And that is, I think, crucial to understand, to keep in mind that everything in the Sugya, how you approach everything in the Sugya, at the risk of oversimplifying, because there are many sheets, or not two, but the two kind of fundamental, you know, the two most basic, pristine formulations that you have, the two basic approaches to the Sugya, we have Rabbein Hanana, we have Rav Haikam. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Haigon approach the Sugya very differently. I think they disagree in terms of the basic concept, the basic definition of what Tfilah Nedava is. and almost every detail that you can find, they argue about. Okay? And when you line things up and you look at what they say and how they say it, point by point by point, basically down the line, you're going to see, I think, if you look at your chart what you have, how to line up, where's the rift like? Does it look like a rift on animal or like a rift on animal? Okay. Very nice. And that's not a coincidence, that's in the Farsha Rabbani. The Farsha Rabbani is not a rift on animal. Okay? We will see. Okay, Lot? Let's read the rift. Okay? That's why, but you can't pass over Mufarshi Rabbana without context. Okay. Mufarshi Rabbana. Dahani mile biyachid va'adaita derishot. When can you say an extra Shmoneh Esrei? That's if it's biyachid, right? Not b'tzibur, that's biyachid. Va'adaita derishot, right? That's the with for the purpose of being reshut. Avaladaita de chova asur. Number one, you can't say a second shmon esrei as chova. And what's more, if it's sibur, vein adaita de chova, vein adaita de reshut, asur. Why? The kaimalan tefila kineged tmidim ki. Ukashem she'enat sibur maybe ola nidava. Kachenat sibur mepal tefila nidava. Pause for a moment. Yes.
So, if in general pressure about the Tamar being right?
Mm-hmm.
So then we get Chananel saying here that you need a date that while you're saying it, it's for show, right? But there are being Chananel like or Zabua. Weren't we saying that he doesn't have to have kavana while he's saying it that it's reshut, but retroactively it turns it into.
You can go with you when I learn how to stand in
kavana. Let's wait and see what's fine. I mean, I think you're taking adaita the reshut and adaita chova a little bit too literally, perhaps.
So there was.
May have you. We'll say something. But one. I'm sorry, no, it's as you've seen, a complex circuit. Okay, one step at a time. So let's pause for a moment, okay, before we get to some of the other things that the Rif says about Musa and about Shabbos and all these different stipulations, which are very important. But before we get to that, so the Rif's first point, right, which he quotes from Farsha Rabbanan, the Rif's first point is that you cannot. Do tefillah, that tefillah and adava means that it's adaita the reshut, and the basic qualification that the Rif gives, the first major thing is you can't do it b'tzibur. Okay, you can't do b'tzibur. Okay? Now, this point, ostensibly is very problematic. And this is really what prompts the Ramban to come up with this whole chiddush, because how can you say that? It seems to go directly against the Gemara, right? Because the Gemara says that you can be back to the Gemara for a second. The Gemara says that okay? Now, follow carefully. So Rav Haigon tells us The Archipelagon tells us that what does this mean? Im yachol lechadesh badavar. What do you accomplish by being mechadesh badavar? You make it what? Tfilat? Nedava. Right? That's basically sort of Archipelagon. That whenever you're saying Tfilat Nedava, in order for it to be Tfilat Nedava, what do you have to do? Be mechadesh badavar. So the Gemara says that it's all right to say a second tefillah in Beit Knesset, but who should yachol l'chadesh badavar? Right? But one second, that's a case of tzibur or yafet. Ostensibly, it's tzibur. So the Ramban, right away has a problem. Because the Rif says that you can't have tefillah nedava b'tzibur. So what are you talking about? You can't have tefillah nedava b'tzibur. That's what the Gemara is talking about, right? That's the Gemara Chabal, that if you can be mechadesh badavar, you make it tefillah nedava, right? And then there's no problem doing the tzibur. So we're problem right away in the Rif. And we're just talking one second, right, Becky? And that is that. Therefore, where does the Ramban say? That the Gemara is talking about what? Tefillah b'tzibur. And the Rif is talking about Tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur. And I make problems with it. That's a yachid. Right? It's yachid in the context of tzibur. I have no problems with that. What the Rif is saying is that Tefillah b'tzibur can't be Tefillah. You can't say the Dabur Tefillah b'tzibur. Now, you understand, if you start with Rav Haigon, right, you start with Rav Haigon, and then you read the Rif, right, and you make the assumptions of Rav Haigon when you read the Rif, and you know the Gemara, you're forced to say what the Ramban says. There's no question about it, right? Otherwise, it's a mess. And the Ramban has a beautiful resolution. Very nice. And the Ramban along the way says a lot of important yisodo, right? About tefillat hatzi or tefillat bitzibur, and about karban hashutvim versus, you know, a karban of rabin versus a karban of the tzibur. Beautiful, very important Ramban, a lot of important yisodo here. But everything is predicated on assumption. And the assumption is that when we read the Rif, we're using the definition set of Rav Haigon. Okay? Which Rabbeinu Hananel clearly does not. Right? Rabbeinu Hananel is very different. Okay? Rabbeinu Hananel is very different. Just to deal with what we've seen so far, right, not going further, what we know, for example, is that according to Rabbeinu Hananel, is quoting the Or Zohar, right? So Rabbeinu Hananel says, let's go back to that Gemara and Kabbalah. That in Yachol Chadesh Badavar, right? If you do Chadesh Badavar, so then fine. You have no problem in the case where you come to the Beit Knesset and they're saying, and then Matash Tzibur and Kabbalah. But according to Rabbeinu Hananel, which tefillah, when you Chadesh Badavar, which tefillah is the tefillah in Davar?
The previous
one, which you say? The yachid. And I'll go a step further. The whole point of being machayish badava, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, is not in order to make this into tefillah nedava, because Rabbeinu Hananel does not hold, as Rav Haigon does, that tefillah nedava requires a chiddush. On the contrary, when do you need a chiddush? Doubt in this one case, right? In other words, normally tefillah nedava, you don't need a chiddush. In this case, you need Tefillah Nedava not to make it into Tefillah Nedava, Lehevet, to make the other one into Tefillah Nedava, because it's problematic for this one to be Tefillah Nedava. Why is it problematic for this one to be Tefillah Nedava? So, the point is that if you start with Rabbeinu Hananel's definitions, right, then not only don't you need to say what the Ramban says, but you can't say what the Ramban says. Right? Because the whole point is that the case on Chav Aleph is Davka the Tzibur case. It's Davka the Tzibur case where you can't have Tzibur Nadav. Right? Because Rabbi Hananel's whole point is that the Gemara brings in the Chiddush, Rabbi Chayesh Badabar, in order to not have this tefillah be tefillat nidava, right? Which means, why? Because this is the case where we have a problem of tefillat nidava, b'tzibur. The Ramban's whole point is that the Gemara's case is not aware, it's not the tzibur case. And that's why this tefillah can be tefillat nidava, ayde chidush. So for Rav Haigom, it is this tefillah which is being made into tefillah nedava, this tefillah which is being said with tzibur. But then, of course, the issue of not having the tzibur one with the rivers time, it has to be talking about a different case, the tefillah at tzibur. But for the Rabbeinu Hananel, it's davka this case of chafala, which is the tzibur case where you can't have tefillah nedava, and it's davka for that reason that you have the chiddush to eliminate the tefillah nedava in this context. Right? So in other words, depending on whether you start with Rabbeinu Hananel going to the Rif, or Rav Haigom, right? Depending on whether you read the Rif along the lines of Rav Haigom or along the lines of Rabbeinu Hananel, the Ramban is either absolutely mufrak, you have to say like the Ramban, or the Ramban is, I'm sorry to say, clearly not right. Right? There is no middle ground, right? If you work with the assumptions of Rabbeinu Hananel, then you can't say the Ramban in the Rif. I'm not saying you can't say the Ramban, but you can't say it in the Rif. If, on the other hand, you work with the assumption of Rabbi Haigom, you have to say it in the Rif. There's no other way. Remember with me so far? So everything comes down to one question. Did the Rif learn like Rabbeinu Hananel? Or did the Rif learn like Rav Haigom? The Seder? That's what it comes down to. So then you have to examine the Rif and see, is it consistent with Rav Hananel or is it consistent with Rav Haigom? And I think, if you look at what Rav Hananel says in its entirety, you look at what Rav Haigom says in its entirety, then you look at the Rif, it looks very much like Rav Hananel. Again, I'm making a claim. You have to see it, okay? But that's the claim that I'm going to make. Again, not because Chas v'Shalom, you know, an axe to grind against the Ramban, but heaven, you know.
Was the Urdu who was lost by the time
the
Ramban was around?
I'm not 100% sure whether the Ramban. Clearly, the Ramban certainly used Bali and Tosfot. However, Ramban is certainly of the tradition of Chachmei Sfarad and not of Chachmei Ashkenaz, right? Whether in Ashkenaz at that time they had, I'm not sure. But the question is more about Rabbi Hananel, and yeah, I don't know whether, you know, the Ramban saw this particular Rabbeinu Hananel or not. I'm just not sure. I don't know. And that's just, ignorance of my eyes, I don't know. However, it certainly seems to me like the Ramban knew Rav Haigom's Pshat, so again, and that's what he assumed, is going on here. And I don't think that necessarily the Ramban had access to the fact that this whole Pshat. And this is a pshat, you have to understand. What Rabbeinu Hananel says is a huge chiddush. It's not kiyul well.
It's so twisted. It is. It's so
what I'm saying is that Rabbeinu Hananel is no question, a huge chiddush. I would like to try to explain what I think Rabbeinu Hananel is saying, because I think Rabbeinu Hananel is saying something much beautiful. I'm not saying it's not a chiddush. I think it's not, radical in a certain sense, but it's also, it makes a lot of sense, and it's very powerful and says something very important, very beautiful. And I believe that after you understand what Rabbeinu Hananel is saying, The worst thing you'll say is, well, maybe I wouldn't take it quite that far. Okay? Not that you say, like, it makes no sense whatsoever. You're like, this is totally crazy. Okay? My goal is not to convince you that you must say like Rabbi Hanan, or that you would necessarily be prepared to go as far as Rabbi Hanan, but certainly the general direction is one which I think has tremendous merit, whether or not one chooses to go quite as far. Okay? No. I hear the judge Rabbi Hanan. I'm simply saying, no. That I just want to try to explain what kind. The issue is not whether Rabbi Hanan is saying something very important, very, you know, logical, etc. Just, there's a certain radical element of it. It's not, it's something we could take a lead, not something that's all, you know, a difficult thing. Once we understand. But one step at a time. One step at a time. Okay. So, what I'm saying is that to begin with, I look at the fact that the Rif is saying Mefarshei Rabbanan, and the truth of the matter is, you look at what he says here, this is kimat a quote of Rabbi Hanan. Now, isn't this almost where we have Rabbi Hanan? Okay, well, then I didn't measure the words, put it side by side, and nothing's not.
I know, but
it.
He just doesn't say the whole thing about Rabbi Hanan. Does the Rif ever explicitly say anything about making a chiddush?
Oh, that's the second point. He does say you have to make a chiddush, but where does he say it? Take a look. That's the second argument. The Rif starts off by saying that halach hilchot Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Shapal Kulam Kulo Umefarsh Rabbanan Dehani Mila Biyachid Vadaita Derishut Havaladaita Dechova Aser Vitzir Ben Adaita Dechova Ben Adaita Derishut Aser Dekan Lo Tzvil Kneit Tmin Tiknum Kshem Shem Hatzir Maybe Oh Daba. I'm reading a little bit further, okay? That Hilkach ain't a Yachim Paul to a Musafin to a Nadava, Shane and not to a Musa. The other Rabbi Yuna Shmuel, I only the Tila of Niskar Shakari, Paul, Posek, the field of Ansa Bracha, the Farsha Rabbanan. Once again, Kikon Shipalo Tulato Adaita Dechova. The Shah Shakari Pal, I mean, the Pal Adaita Dechova. Minska Shakari Pal, so Posek, Bakul Mamsa Bracha, Shim, Balugomer, Nipsa Kanisha Maku Shay to meet him, Bishakur, Chu over Mishabal Posek. Lafir the Posek, Bakul Mamsa Bracha. Vahadu Rabbi Yochanan Moda, right? The low comer of Yochanan, Vashapal, Koyo Kulo, Elatulan Dava, Kikon Tachanunim, Yotzebehem. Aval Tfilat Dechova. Well, comma. Okay? Now, what has the Rif's been talking for a long time here, right? He told us lots and lots and lots of stuff about Tefillah Nedava. What hasn't he told us yet? Now, according to Rav Haigo, that is the most fundamental thing, right? That's what it's all about, is that Mechayesh Bavdav, right? Rav Haigo understands the Gemara to mean that the whole issue is, well, you're in a situation where you don't have a chiyuv to daven again, right? So what do you do? Well, if you could say a tefillah nedava because you're giving chash by davar, good, do a tefillah nedava. That's fine. And if not, then what do you do? You can't say because it's going to be only chov, and chov is no good. And from that, Rav Haigo extrapolates that the yisod of tefillah nedava, the definition of tefillah nedava, is that mechayesh b'dava. Not so the Rif. The Rif goes through the entire thing without mentioning Kiddush. And then he says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shmuel v'nipal v'nichnas l'beit ha-knesset u'mata tzibur sh'nipal v'nim yachol chash b'dava v'tefillah v'kadesh tefillah v'chanunim yipalo v'nlav al yipalo. Where's the Rif mentioned, the idea of Kiddush?
In
case of Sibor. Ah, now. But the Rif doesn't just quote the Gemara, right? All the Mefarshei Rabbanan are not just quoting the Gemara. My point is that number one, there are two parts to it. Number one, the Rith doesn't bring in this Mechanesh Badavar until after a very long discussion, including Perushim, not just quoting the Gemara, right? A long, long discussion of Chaladavar, and then he finally gets around to telling him about Mechanesh Badavar. And the Gemara talks about being Mechanesh Badavar in a particular context. And the Rith never says, and this is part two, which I think works together with part one. When the Rith finally does mention Chiddush, does he ever say that it applies to all the other cases he talked about? No, he talks about it in this one case. According to Reb Haigon, is that what we would expect? According to Rabbi Hananel, it's exactly what we would expect. Right? According to Rabbi Hananel, being Mechanesh Badavar is unique to this particular case. So it's achvarach when he's up to talking about this case, he talks about it. Okay, this exhibit. Again. And would argue, okay, not because I've argued my mind, but I would argue, based on the evidence, that it seems to me that everything in the Rif is consistent with Rabbi Hananel. Certainly everything, you know, major. It's consistent with Rabbi Hananel. It's not consistent with Rabbi Hananel. Yes?
Wrote that Rif was by Rabbi Yochanan, right? Or Rabbi Hananel is like Rabbi Elazar.
Yeah, actually, that's not the major issue.
Okay.
Really, really not. But again, as I said, you only have a piece of the Orsarua here also.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we do not have the whole Orsarua here. It's not the main part of it, you know. You have to see it in full context.
But
I'm
really open, because that's what we, after we read the Orsarua, and he says, who passed me the Elazar? Isn't it really different to pass from, Rabbi Yochanan versus the Elazar?
Maybe, but again, you have to see the full thing.
Okay.
It also has to do with how they understand what the relationship between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan is.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and
but then you have to make a big difference. Because of Lanza, you come down to the same thing?
Could be. I don't know the Rory, I don't want to get involved in that, but. But again, what we see here, I think it's very, it's very strange. What we need to do, Be'ez Hashem, Yom Rabbi, is to take a look at the Haigol, the Rabbi Hananel, and try to understand them and see where the Rif fits in. Okay, maybe we'll just take one more minute just to point out that similarly, these stipulations. Well, I'm going to wait for you both. Okay, we'll stop at this point. As our chance to pick up, we'll look at Lee Nedra and try to explain what Rabbi Hananel is all about, why Rabbi Hananel is not as ridiculous as it sounds. It actually makes a lot of sense. Beautiful, beautiful shot. Try to understand maybe also the sheet of the Orzarua, which is even more radical sheet than Rabbi Hananel.
But
the Orzarua
was just quoted.
Not at the end. Not that last piece. Sadiqar, we saw last piece of Orzarua goes beyond Rabbi Hananel. It says something more radical than Rabbi Hananel. And as I mentioned, to see what Rabbi Haigon and Rabbi Hananel are fundamentally about and why the different Nachminas flow from it. Because there are a whole constellation of Nachminas, Shabbos and Musaf and Maariv. All these things flow from one basic difference in definition. They all look back to what is Tefillah and Tzavah. Okay.
But if you
carry
Mechanesh,
you carry it? Yeah. That's wild.
That's
wild. Right? To say, because remember, the Orzarua is saying, to point out what's so wild about it, the Orzarua is saying that you do not need a chiddush. Do not need a chiddush in order to say a tefillah nedavah. So you could say the tefillah nedavah without the chiddush, but if you can be mechayish badavar, then you have a chiyur to daven. Because you don't need the. It's not that the chiddush allows you to daven. You could daven anyhow because you daven tefillah nedavah. until Nadava doesn't be quite.
Is he working with Ramana or Fagal?
He's working with Ramana.
Well, like, where does he get that from? Because, like, the whole point of bringing a plan out is that you need the chiddush in order to make it not feel Nadava the seaboard. So, if you.
Right.
So you need the chiddush there, so. Right?
But how does the
Kiddush... Like, if you're in a seaboard, you mean... So he's just saying, like, in general... What does that mean? Like, if I daven this morning, I think the Chayesh made tefillah, so I should daven again. I'm Chayesh daven again? Or, like, that's then a seaboard? Or, like, what's your situation?
We
didn't
take a look.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a
good
day, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. Use this up, so...
I'm going to try to cram my dad in here for the VM class. There's usually like no chairs.